Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Woo!
Yeah.
I don't know what just came out.
This is episode 168. Get that look off your face. Anyway, 168. We're talking about our beige flags.
We're gonna
just made our associate fake cry. So. We love her. Back to this. We're gonna be talking about our beige flags, which is like how to describe it. It's like basically things that are a little quirky, a little weird, but they're not necessarily like a red flag.
It's just beige.
Yeah, it's just like
It's not even yellow flag. It's just like
it makes you like pause and you're like, weird. Oh.
Just yeah. Beige. So we made a list for all the other girls of their beige flags.
Yeah.
And we're going to recite our list.
I'm so nervous.
I'm really excited.
I think
it's
going to
be so funny. Okay. So if you want to see every full episode of the Cimarelli Podcast, you have to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Cimarelli, linked in the description if you're on YouTube. We post every other full episode only on Patreon. It's $5 a month. You're supporting the Cimarelli Podcast, which means so much to us. And you get all the bonus material. You get every past episode. Plus, you get our Monday Q&As and a bunch of other stuff on there. Like, there's a lot, guys. We have Throwback Thursday content that's really entertaining, just saying. If you get a Wacky Wednesday one of Lisa, it's really entertaining. So check it out. Patreon.com/Cimarelli.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So we have talked so much about the benefits of therapy, probably almost in every episode of our podcast, honestly.
Literally.
We talk about therapy all the time and how it's been such a valuable experience. But we also know that it can be very overwhelming trying to find the right therapist. BetterHelp streamlines the process for you. You fill out a very helpful questionnaire that you put a lot of your personal details into, and they help match you with a therapist who fits what you're looking for. If you try out therapy and you don't really vibe with your first therapist, they make it super easy to switch to someone new. It's also more affordable than traditional in-person therapy. So it kind of takes the main obstacles that you would find to therapy out of the equation for you, which is pretty amazing. So if you're interested in checking out, we highly recommend BetterHelp if you're looking to get into therapy. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Cimarelli today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/Cimarelli.
Of course, we always start our episodes with our highs and lows of the week. So let's start there. Then we get into the topic of conversation, which is that. And then we get into then we get into Five Perspectives. Then we get into Sister Spotlight. There you go. That's how the episodes go. So highs and lows of the week. Let's see. My low was, easy, boring low. It was just like a couple nights of not the best sleep. Boring. And then high. I had a good like summer day the other day over the weekend. I had a good like, you know, just a classic summer day.
I love summer.
It was a good summer day. Well, play outside with Barrett.
Isn't that funny you get to play outside in your 30s?
Well, depending on what he wants to do.
When he makes you mow the lawn with him, has he made you do that?
Or if you have to carry your over 20-pound baby the whole freaking time and you're like, and she doesn't want to go down. She like bends her legs up when you try to put her down. She's like, and Barrett's like, faster, follow me. I'm like, I'm trying. That's not the most fun. But, you know, it depends on it. And then hung out with my friend. We went to the store, went shopping for a gift. We went to the grocery store, got ice cream. Oh, yeah, we went out to ice cream though. Whatever. Okay, yeah, pretty classic day.
I love it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Sounds fun.
Classic summer.
Okay, I'm going to be boring and also steal this from Amy's last one, which my low is the weather.
Yes.
I'm just really annoyed
because it's not even that hot.
Especially having two toddlers, I feel like they're happier and I'm happier when we get outside and they run around and play. And it's just like, it's so annoying to go outside when it's just drizzly and gray. It just feels really, I don't know, not
sad.
Fun. I feel sad. And I feel sad for them because we're so cute. We went to the library. That was fun. But it's just so gray. I don't like it.
Yeah.
My high was that I made one of my favorite summer foods for Father's Day. I made peach cobbler. And actually, no, sorry. Peach crisp, not cobbler.
Ooh.
It has like the oat. It's like the oat and brown sugar.
I love it.
Yeah, it's such a quick, easy one.
But what's the difference between that and cobbler?
I think cobbler is more of like a biscuity type. Like a dough.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, crisp is like oats and brown sugar and like cinnamon.
Okay. It's like crispy.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Just love a summer meal.
I love that.
My high is that my hair is blue. Literally, every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my gosh, my hair is blue. Like,
I love it.
It's like actually like brings me joy every time. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I feel that when I have hair color, I'm like,
it's just so fun. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
My low, I would say like a bad mental health day that I had over the weekend. Ooh. That was a low.
Yeah. That is a low.
It was.
Yeah. Let's see. My low was that I literally did stuff for 12 hours straight on Saturday by accident. Because I didn't
run. How do you do that on accident?
The day ran me. The day
oh my
ran
gosh.
Me too.
I heard her describing her day. I heard it like you were like, oh, I did this and this and this. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And you're like, I'm not done yet.
No, I had like, I got to like nine things that I did that day.
Girl.
For 12 hours straight, I did like 9 different things.
That's insane.
Why? Right? I don't know. Well, yeah, whatever. Things happen. It wasn't a bad day at all. It was just like the aftermath. It took me probably 2 days to recover. Like 2 days to not be dead tired. Like I was falling asleep in our meeting yesterday because I was so tired and I don't fall asleep during the day. What was my high? Saturday was fun. Even though I was doing a million things, it was really fun. So it was a high and then the aftermath was the low.
All right. It's summertime. It's time to talk about some good food.
Mm. Yeehaw.
This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. We love Green Chef. We love getting their boxes in the mail because the food is absolutely delicious. It tastes like a restaurant quality chef prepared meal, but you really make it. You're on by yourself in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is very quick. The ingredients are pre-proportioned for you. It is just an amazing experience. They really streamline the experience if cooking overwhelms you. It's a great experience.
It does overwhelm me.
Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around.
Love it.
You can choose from 50 weekly menu and market items. Discover exciting new flavors that support your healthy lifestyle.
I have literally discovered like at least three new
same
foods or sauces that I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of.
I keep most of the recipe cards because I'll make stuff later on because it just gives me so many good ideas. And also, you can feel your best this summer with seasonal recipes featuring certified organic fruits and vegetables, organic cage-free eggs, and sustainably sourced seafood.
Too good.
Yeah, we love Green Chef. We've had such a great experience getting their boxes. It just always brings a smile to my face when I see that green box in my door, knowing that I'm going to have some great dinners.
Mm.
We love it. So if you want to try it out, go to greenchef.com/Cimarelli50 and use the code Cimarelli50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. Make sure you use our code and get 50% off plus free shipping with Cimarelli50. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
Okay, you guys, have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor? Yes, we literally all have multiple times. And you're like, what do I do? Ask people, Google, and then you see nothing on Google and you're really frustrated and there's like one review and you don't know who to trust and you waste all your time calling doctors' offices. Yes.
Yes.
Been there, done that.
I'm happy
to tell you this, but also angry I didn't know this last year, TBH, or the year before, which is ZocDoc. I desperately wish I'd known about ZocDoc. So ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. You can book appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. So literally, you get on that app, you're searching around, and you find the specific type you're looking for. Then you read the reviews, you know if they actually take your insurance, and you know their availability. Literally everything I wasted hours of my life on, it is like such a genius, genius idea. I desperately wish I'd had this years ago, but luckily we know about it now. The doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients. we love to see it. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 48 hours. That's it.
Shocking.
You can sometimes even get same day appointments. I mean, seriously, incredible. It's honestly a no-brainer. I will absolutely 100% be using them next time looking for a doctor. 100%. Go to ZocDoc.com/Cimarelli and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Cimarelli. ZocDoc.com/Cimarelli. I actually did just recommend this to literally like two people in the last month. And I knew exactly what to say to them. I could tell them the whole thing. So anyway, check it out, guys. It's such an amazing idea. All right, so let's get into our beige flags. Everyone's dreading it. Are you dreading it?
No. I'm not dreading it.
I'm just a little nervous.
What? I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be really funny.
Yeah, I agree.
We have a good relationship. We can say things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? What'd you say? Would you say we can?
Yeah. Fun yeah. poke. Would you? Yeah, I think we can.
Okay, good. So, let's go down the line. We'll start with me.
Wait, so we're saying all of everyone's?
So you are all going to read all three of yours for me. Okay. Then we'll go to the next person. I'll take it
so
first.
So excited.
Let's okay. do it.
Who's starting?
All right, should we read the definition of,
give a deck.
This is just from the old internet, you know?
Love the internet.
So it's kind of a whatever. Beige flags are best described as those little quirks when you start, when you start dating, but it's just in general, about someone that you notice something as a bit off. It's not, it might make you raise an eyebrow, but it's not like that's bad. It's just like, interesting. Just something that's interesting, but not bad. That'd be red.
Yeah, just different. Like, why did you do that? Yeah.
Okay, so should we do it where each of us say all three, or we go boom, 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 boom?
Oh, I think
boom, 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 boom.
Okay, so
I'll start.
First beige flag.
My first beige flag actually is, this one's so obvious, but that she goes to bed at like 8:30. It just is. It's a lifestyle.
And she has way before she had kids too.
Yeah,
it's forever, not just and always. Of the kids.
Always been early.
It used to be more like 9. And now I've gone to bed in the 7 o'clock hour.
Good for you.
But mostly it's in the 8 or 9.
Good for you.
Okay. So okay. Love that. Okay. My first one is that every time we film, she shows up in a different outfit. She cannot come in shoes. She cannot come in the shoes or pants she's going to wear or yeah. shirt even. She comes in like lounge clothes and then will change into like jeans and then will change back to go drive home.
Yes.
And what I don't get is the shoes, actually. Why can't you wear sneakers?
Because I can just slip other shoes
on. It's when you're
on.
Running out the door.
You don't have the time to put on the sneakers.
I have kids, too.
I just sit there and, like, pull. Because I'm going to change my pants, too. Then I have to take my shoes off.
Oh, I get it. It's so, like pedicure sandals.
If it's a shoe, you're going to step out of. It's
okay. That's easier. I get it.
Yeah. That is a little weird when you say it.
Okay, I got my first one, which is she has an alarm going off on her phone like every
yes,
hour.
Yes, she does.
That's like a good every one. Time you hear like, bzz,
and she's always like, "Oh, you can snooze."
You're like, "Oh, it's probably Christina's." She literally has an alarm every hour. I think
that's true.
Like it's I guarantee, if I looked at her alarms, it would be like, bing, 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 bing. Which I actually have quite a few alarms too, but she has a lot.
Well, a lot of them are just one time, but yes. There's a lot. Okay, next.
Okay, this is honestly, me personally, I would say this is a green flag, but drives like a grandma. Like, very, you wouldn't expect that.
Yeah,
I think you get more like fast and, well, in your former life, you were a little fast.
And I learned. I didn't want to pay any more speeding tickets, so now I strictly follow the speed limit.
And that's like honestly empowering.
Yeah.
Yes. That's green like flag. Really, that's you like taking your power back.
I did take
no
it back.
No one will make you pay money ever again.
Not one more cent.
I love it.
Mine is that she can't make the same recipe twice.
Oh, like, why?
Yeah, I'm working on that one though. I'm reforming myself with that.
Well, because you just like fun. That's you good. Like novelty. You're trying yeah. to do, you're an explorer.
But I really do want to change that because it's really irritating.
Because that's like a lot of extra work.
It's so annoying. Yeah, I'm really working on that one. That's like one of my summer goals to good. Make the same recipe twice.
I love it.
And I think I will.
I love that.
I think
that.
So too.
I think I will.
Okay, my next one is that she keeps food way past the expiration.
Oh, I was like, somebody's
That's not red.
Beige, though. That's red.
Yeah, that's not beige. Okay, here's an example of it being beige that I don't think is dangerous. I think I made you a salad that with like feta and like lettuce and fruit and stuff. I think it was after she had Tristan. And I came back like, I want to say it was at least a week and a half. And she still had it in there. She's like, oh, no, I'm going to finish that.
And I was still eating
it. And I was like, this lettuce is so wilted, but she didn't.
No, it didn't taste bad. If it tastes bad, I won't eat it.
That's the red flag, is that you taste food to see if it's bad.
It's the best way besides meat. Smelling. Yes.
I mean, look, how much one little taste of meat is not going to give you food poisoning?
There was some beef that I did make once that I was like, it's kind of bad. It did taste a little weird.
So did you throw it away?
But I never got sick and I ate it. So I don't know.
You must have, you know what? Maybe you made like an iron stomach somehow.
It was a little off.
From trying everything, maybe it gave you an iron stomach.
I don't know.
Okay, my last one is that you take recipes as challenges sometimes.
Yeah, that's a real problem. True. I hate that. It ruins my life, TBH.
I don't really have another good one. I wrote a few, but they're not that good.
Just read them.
So I'll just say, okay, this isn't really a beige flag to me, but I think it could be to the nation, is that you only drink decaf coffee.
Wait, well, like, that's because she's caffeine sensitive.
But it's like, why do you care?
Because she's a true believer in coffee.
She likes the taste, not the buzz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
which
no
means you're there. A real fan.
Yeah, wow.
That's true.
Except for that I put so much milk that it's not. Yeah.
Still no, a real fan.
No coffee person would call me a real fan. They would call me an abomination.
Yikes.
Okay, this one might be kind of offensive, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but I'm just saying, she will never cut her hair, and I actually think it would look really cute. Like a mid-length to a short length.
Oh, yeah,
I would like to just see it one day. Even if you grew it back out. I feel like you think
if you cut it short, it won't grow out.
Well, I already did this. I cut it really short.
But you were like a teenager. Your face has totally changed since then.
Then I had I had it mid, like here. From like late teens to early 20s.
Okay.
And I'm like, I hate this. I hated it every day.
Wait, we're in teen, early
20s. Yeah, if you go back to our old videos, like I'm thinking of like, I think it's a skyscraper one. Wait. It used to always be around here.
I can remember
and every
that.
Day, every day, I'm just like, I wish it was longer every day of my life. So I've already lived it. I'm like, I don't like my hair shorter.
You know, you gotta go with what you gotta go with.
Just not for me.
Okay. The short hair life is not for everyone.
But that's true. I will never.
You would look good with it. It's just like, it doesn't feel like you in your spirit. Like if you had like kind of like a Rachel Green from like the Friends one, the Jennifer Aniston one, it would look cute.
I don't know if my hair could pull it off like so thin.
Yeah.
I just saw this YouTuber and she had like short. It was like a very blunt and then like kind of like not super short, but like shoulder length. And she had it in a half up bun.
Yeah, I love that idea.
It was like kind of sassy and fun.
No, that's the one thing I like about like really short hair is if you do like half down with really short hair, I love that. When people, I would never do mid length ever. The only thing I would ever do that I probably would never do is like short. And it would have to be like kind of curled, kind of wavy and be like half a path down, whatever. I would do that.
See, that's cute.
I just can't even picture that on you.
I can't either. I feel like it's not in your vibe.
So much of my childhood life was chin length hair.
Yes, I've seen the pics.
And it was like fine, but it was like,
It's, yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I will make my hair like really short and look at it, I'm like, that could look kind of good.
And that's the thing. Okay. It's like it would look good, but it just might not be in your vibe.
Yeah, it's got to be long.
Yeah.
It's got to be long. No, so no one says beige flag talks loudly in public about pelvic floor or anything like that. Birth.
That's not beige.
That's not.
What color would we put? Is there yellow?
Orange. I would give that orange.
What would we say is yellow and orange? What does those mean? Would you say
yellow is like proceed with caution. Orange is like you're about to get off the team.
Red is you're gone. Yellow, not orange.
I would do like the orange that looks red to the untrained eye.
Okay, to the untrained eye,
yeah,
could look red.
Yeah.
To the trained eye, would say yellow.
No, it's still orange.
Or beige.
Yeah.
The trained eye.
The trained eye.
Okay. Interesting. Two red. too red for the beige. Okay.
You know what's interesting? I wonder if that's an older sister of sisters thing to not want to cut your hair super short. Because I feel like a lot of the older sisters I know who are the oldest don't want short hair. And like religiously long hair will not cut it short. I think of a couple others too.
Yeah, I feel like if you look at the pics of me with like the mid hair, you can see like it ain't right.
Yeah, it ain't.
It ain't right for me. It's something about my face shape, maybe. It just doesn't give that oomph. Hmm. Now, of course, I should actually trim it is the problem, which I will. But I have a fear of it being too short, but I just need to get a trim.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want what, you know, my real dream of my hair is, I don't know if it's possible because it's so fine, is where it is kind of like, yeah, kind of like the 90s.
Like the layers?
Well, not just layers, but where it's like, pretty widely curled at the ends. Mine can't really pull off such a wide upturn, but that is what I would really like right now. But I don't know if I can. I don't know if it can hold it.
Quiet. Oh, I saw a YouTube video about that. Maybe I'll send it to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways.
It was like the 90s. Like, it was really pretty on long hair.
Yeah, that's what I would like if I can pull it off. All right, let's do cast beige flags. All right. I'll start. Okay, my first one is a traveling one, and I don't know if you still do this.
What?
But I think that you do, but I don't know. Unpacks her entire suitcase the second she gets somewhere.
Yes, I have
and
to do that.
Even if it's a giant suitcase and she's staying there for one night.
And dumps her whole purse on the floor too.
Okay, all that of I it. Don't do anymore. But I just went on a trip a couple of weeks ago. I have to unpack the whole thing into the closet. It doesn't matter if it's just one night.
Even if it's one night.
It makes me feel like more like I'm moved, like relaxed, like I'm staying there.
I remember when you were sharing her with mom. Mom's like, she unpacks her whole suitcase every night when we were touring.
Okay, well, actually, I didn't do that every single city. A lot of times I would just live out of my suitcase if it was just a quick thing. But most of the time I prefer to unpack into the closet there and the drawers. I don't know. It's
crazy.
I never unpack.
To me, it just makes me feel like more, like, you want your clothes to be all wrinkled.
I feel better when everything's, like, good in the suitcase.
Well, and I feel like everything's in piles, so it's harder to find things. So I pack it where I know. See, that's probably why I don't really organize my suitcase that much. I'm not a very organized person, so I like to have it hung up so I can see what I have.
Oh, I feel that. That's like the original
And I also am like, what the heck did I pack? Oh, yeah, this. So I'm like kind of going through.
Yeah, I get that. Although I never plan outfits. I just am like, okay, I think I will wear these shirts and these pants.
Oh, my God.
I plan outfits. I don't do that.
I just go with it.
Because I did that before and I was like, I don't know.
Doing that, planning the outfits ahead of time is too much work for me. I have packed the night before for 2 minutes and then I'm done.
It's so interesting. Okay. I don't think I ever would have noticed that or thought of that anyone did anything differently except for when you said that.
Okay, Laura, what you
okay,
got?
Okay, mine is that.
What? Just say it.
That she watches Instagram reels.
Yeah! That is.
Oh, every day.
I'm happy for you, Kat.
Well, it's good for your age range, but it's just a beige flag.
Okay, listen. I will say, I have been on TikTok and I was horrified. Yeah.
Reels are more safe.
I like when you guys curate and send me TikToks. Yeah. I like that. But most time when I've been on there, it's just all this weird Gen Z stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what these people are saying. I don't speak this language. I feel like I'm at a party with a bunch of high schoolers. Not their high schoolers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm way too old for this. Instagram, I'm like, okay, this is me. This is my vibe.
There's so many millennials on TikTok.
But I like when you guys send TikToks because I like to watch the one that you pre-approved. You know?
Yes.
I don't need to be
pre-filtered. Yeah.
I love it.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true.
Okay. Mine, I don't know if this qualifies as one. It's just fun. Always has a research project going.
Oh, yeah.
Just on anything where it's cleaning your bathroom. I don't know why Drake's ex-girlfriend's really stuck in my brain. Any cult. Just anything.
Yeah.
It's always a research project going.
Always.
Like always. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one that might have changed, but I knew this one back when we lived in the same house. So I don't know if it changed. When she, gets in the shower 10 minutes before she has to leave to go somewhere.
Yes.
You don't do that,
right? So scary. No, but I will say I astound myself sometimes with how quickly I can get ready. Just as a function of like, I will literally set a timer or like play a song, be like, I have to be ready by the end of the song. And most of the time I will be. It's kind of a talent, but it's kind of not a good
talent. So you have to leave at 10:30. What time are you getting
in
the shower?
It depends on where I'm going. Okay, well, if I'm actually, like, showering, which means I'm doing my hair and makeup probably, because if it's just, like, a casual place, I showered the night before and I'm just wearing, like, comfy clothes. But if I'm actually, like, going somewhere where I have to get ready, an hour before.
Good for you.
Okay, she's grown from 10 minutes.
I love it.
Well, because my hair has to dry.
It was wild, you guys. It was wild.
That's funny because I would shower like 3 hours before. If I had to like wash my hair and everything, I can't get in the shower an hour before.
Yeah,
no
I'm
time.
Like an hour is plenty.
The
of
closest
that.
I can do
that's
is like an
when
hour
I would
and
start
half.
Doing like hair and makeup.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I can do an hour and a half.
Because you hate rushing, whereas I don't mind it.
Oh, my worst fear.
I can do an hour and a half. That's really it.
Okay. Lauren?
Okay. I don't know if this is still true, but that you wash your clothes after like one wear.
I would say
you
like,
used to do that.
Okay,
I do that.
No, I give them the smell test. I would say probably about two wears.
Like jeans?
Jeans? Well, no, jeans, sometimes it's a couple. If it smells weird or the problem is.
I recall, you know, childhood that you washed your clothes
you don't understand
so
what
much
it's like.
After like one wear.
Yes, but you don't understand what it's like to be a very clumsy person that spills food on yourself every single day. And my clothes,
that's true.
Like I have a giant pile whenever we're on our Zoom call doing work, I am sitting there stain removing so many clothes because I spill food on myself. I have been like that since I was a child. Like I just do not have proprioception.
My beige flag version of that is that I stain my clothes and then I don't stain remove it. And I just think no one can see the stain.
Get so bothered by like the tiniest stain of my clothes. I'm like, I can't wear this. I'll just get rid of it.
I'm dead.
What about you? What's your?
This isn't a roast, okay? But mine would be that you're always late.
Yeah,
beige flag.
Yeah, guys, it's not like a red flag or yellow or anything. It's just like you know, Kat's gonna be a little.
Yeah, that's beige.
On the wire.
Okay, last one is that she could completely and utterly ignore you if she's on her phone, like by accident. Like she literally won't have a clue what you said, but she'll still respond.
Oh my gosh. And this used to bother her to the core.
And she'll go like this. Yeah. And do a soft. Yeah. And I'm like, how did
she
you?
She used to imitate me because she was so mad.
You would do it all the time. You'd sit there and you're like, yeah. I'm like, did you hear me? And she's like, doesn't say anything. And then after I'm like, did you hear? And she's like, what? You said something? But I'm like, you responded. So she'll still respond. It's very.
It's auto reply.
And it's a specific type. So if I hear the yeah, I'm like, oh, she didn't hear a word I said. So I know what it is.
I feel like you haven't done that in a while.
Yeah,
though.
That's more of your former self.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Sometimes I do that to Max, unfortunately. But I try really hard not to. And I'm trying to be better about when he's on his phone, not just immediately being like, hello, give me your, like, because sometimes he's like responding
give me your
to
phone.
Like, give me your attention. Like, sometimes he's responding to like a work thing, which a lot of times he is. So I'll just be like, oh, sorry.
And
like,
he's an introvert.
And I'll try to like wait until he's done and then ask the question. Which it's not like he gets mad. I just feel bad being like, hey,
mature.
Let me tell you about this thing, blah, 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 like all day.
That's mature of you.
Thank you. I'm trying to be better. But yeah, no.
I would be like, get off.
I feel bad because I'll go on my phone sometimes in front of him and I'm like, I feel like a giant rat because I literally can't hear. I can't do two
It's wild phenomenon.
I think I still do respond.
I love
sometimes.
It.
A wild phenomenon.
I love it. It's your out of
office
reply.
I think I have
Christina
in my mind and I feel shameful for doing it. Because I'm sitting going, yeah.
So like, I'm like, how did you say that when you didn't know?
It's out of office.
It's crazy. Yeah. But the tone excellent. Makes you know that she didn't hear.
I think
so
I was trying in my subconscious to be polite and respond, even though I wasn't listening. Because, and also I was like, how dare you demand me to
your
constantly
subconscious
be
knew you need to
maybe
listen.
It might be passive aggressive, honestly.
Oh.
Of like, I am clearly doing something. Let me like do this and then I will respond.
So I feel like most people don't respond because they can't hear you. So I don't know how you still respond.
I don't know. It's definitely not a purposeful thing.
I will be iPhone and then I'll hear everything you say, but that what gets mad at me. But I won't hear all
Amy
of it.
Amy will call me.
and then I'll be like, scrolling while
and
I'm
then she'll be talking and she'll be telling a story very clearly. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. And then suddenly she'll go, but then, so and I'm like, I'm sitting there like, Amy, just call me back.
That is so.
And I'll go, are you on your phone?
Okay, never mind. I'll stop scrolling.
That is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's,
that is funny. Okay, Laura, what you got next?
Okay.
Last one, I guess.
This really actually did give me pause when you told me this. This beige flag is that you watch cleaning videos while you clean.
I just said that last night.
Same task or a different task?
Guys, it makes me feel like I have a friend that I'm cleaning,
cleaning
with.
Cleaning with you.
No, it doesn't have to be the same task. It's just any cleaning video. Guys, it is my favorite thing.
Wait, Tristan is sleeping. Do not scream like that. Okay, anyway, back to it. Do not scream like that, please. Back to it.
I love it. It just makes me feel like I'm not alone in my cleaning.
Well, it's interesting because that's literally exactly what Barrett does, but not cleaning. He likes to watch like car videos while he plays with his cars or whatever the video is. He wants to like do what they're doing. It's like garbage truck video, play with garbage truck. I think he has done cleaning while cleaning, actually. Like, he's been like, yard work videos while getting his weed whacker.
I love it because it also gives me like motivation and ideas of like, oh, they're cleaning out.
Yeah.
Like, I watched a girl cleaning her oven last night and I was like, I never
clean. See, I'm like, I would watch that and then be inspired to clean after I watched
it. No. I put it on when I'm already cleaning. I love it. To me, that's not a beige flag. That's like a, what's a good flag?
Green flag.
Yeah, it's a great. It's
I can't tell if it would confuse me though.
It's just fun.
Am I there?
Stay on track.
Am I them?
What's confusing?
I don't know. I feel like it would give me a weird echo in my brain.
Okay. What's your last beige flag for Kath?
Mine is the morning toe tap, for sure.
I almost wrote that.
The morning toe tap.
I have to say, the morning toe tap has expired because I'm not sleeping in a twin bed anymore.
I almost wrote that.
It was like iconic. Iconic.
Yeah. Let me explain this for people that are like, what are they talking about? So back in the day, me, a 5'9" woman, was sleeping in a twin bed.
We shared a bunk bed.
Yeah, we shared a bunk bed at the age of 20. I was 22. What kind of little house in the prairie? No, just kidding. But anyway, I was in the bottom bunk and I had a wooden, like, the edge of it.
Because it went out like hers?
It was a wooden ledge and I would just kind of gently tap my toes against it.
To wake up every morning.
Just to wake up and I would wiggle my fingers.
Tap her toes on the wood
but
every
Amy
day.
And I shared the room and I was like, what is that sound?
Every morning.
Because I would hear like... This, like,
guys, it is like a, it's like self-soothing. It's really soothing.
So I called it the morning, I named it the morning toe tap. And
it was
like,
a great time.
There's the morning toe tap.
Yeah, I can't enjoy that anymore because my bed is too big.
Mm. Well, good for you.
I feel like, I'm trying to think how I wake up now. I don't know. I think I just like.
Yeah, what?
What do I do? Oh, I go, I grab my phone and I turn off my alarm and I'm just like, I'm just looking at a video, try to get my brain to wake up. That's kind of how I wake up now. For like 2 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, get out of your bed and get off your phone, Kath.
I feel that.
Yeah.
No more toe tapping.
No more toe tapping.
Okay, continuing in age order, we have Amy.
Oh.
So I'll read mine
first. I
can't
tell if I'm scared.
Okay. First beige flag.
I don't know.
Asks a minimum of 5 people their opinion on any given topic in your life. Is this daily?
I do that too.
You gotta have a council.
On any topic.
Yeah.
Not just like the big, big life topics.
Yeah. Basically, like, what do I do about this?
She's like, I really need new insurance. And then she'll like call everyone. Is that
I think that's a good quality to ask.
Yeah, it's beige. It's not red.
I love when I get those calls.
I get a lot of those calls.
Amy's calling me. Love it.
I'm like, oh, is this good or bad? Depends.
True.
You never know what you're going to get. You never know.
Usually, listen, I've grown to where now I do vibe checks or get my own vibe and then I check it instead of trying to get a vibe from other people.
I love
okay,
that.
That's a good, like, what's
growth
what I'm looking for?
Opportunity.
Yeah,
because, listen, I don't like Google. Google scares me. So people are my Google.
That's
me Googling.
Oh, love it. You're like reading reviews in person.
Googling how to do something. Love it. Asking people how to do it.
Well, I see Amy's name on my phone. So I'm like, okay, it's one of two things. Either now it's her saying, hey, can I get a vibe check?
Yes.
Or it's her crying.
Yes.
For sure, one of those two things.
Literally for sure.
You just don't know which one's going to be. So I'm like, is this going to be a crier? And then I proceed with caution. I'm like, hello?
And then I say, hey.
And then I figure out which one of those times it is.
Please finish it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your beige flag?
I got this from a patron. I just messaged you this yesterday, so you know what I'm talking about. Which I didn't even know that this was true. But I didn't know you did this. She has a dust allergy, but she won't vacuum.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
okay.
One of our patrons
messaged us and they're like, if Amy's always congested, but she said she doesn't vacuum or something, so she should get like air filters or something.
Which I do have one.
Air purifier?
But still, I should vacuum and dust a lot more than I do. That is.
Wow.
Mine goes with that one kind of because it will burn from the sun in like 2 seconds, but won't wear sunscreen.
I have grown
wow so many times. You won't wear sunscreen.
It now, but no, she's I did crazy. It. I
crazy. Could you not find because, a good one that you
no,
like?
No, it's the texture. I hate the texture. I hate lotion. What I hate bug spray. I hate sunscreen. Any sort of, because even, and that's why I wash my clothing after one use. Because I can feel textures of like
but
anything.
That's, I don't think that's real though, that you it's could feel a real, texture from real. Wearing clothing once.
What's yeah, the texture? I feel like the germs. I don't
no,
know.
No, it does
I think
feel
it's
different.
Mental.
It does feel different after you
Thank
wear
you.
It.
It does.
Is it mental? Maybe. Because I'm picturing the germs.
I'm like, I can feel sweat on this.
Yeah.
But is there sweat on it? Did you
there
sweat?
There could be.
I
There's
did.
Like, I can just feel skin particles. I can just feel okay. All these things. And that's why I can't wear lotion. I put on lotion like once or twice a week.
Oh, yeah. I love lotion.
No,
oh.
Lotions.
It ain't
like,
right.
Spray, like anything. Oh. Mm.
But you got to get a non-greasy one that you don't feel when you put
you
it on.
You can still feel it. I know it's there. Mm. Interesting. I don't like things being on my skin is what I'm learning in this moment. It's a texture
okay.
thing.
I'll go to my next one. I don't know if this is actually true, but kind of true at least. True. Based on your stories. Not your... Like your real life stories.
My, oh, I was just saying.
Can't parallel park.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I used to be able to.
Oh.
When I had to park out front. But now I forgot.
Mm.
So it takes me at least 6 tries. Not 6. Maybe like 4.
Okay.
Or 5.
It's hard.
It can be tricky depending on where you are.
I still get really
Sometimes
stressed
it gets
I
me.
Parallel park every time. Like
I don't have depth perception. That's really it.
But don't you have to do it like a lot?
I used to. No, I don't.
You don't have to parallel park a lot?
No. That's when I knew how to do it. Now I don't.
The problem is I do it like once a year. So I just like forget because it's like once a year.
I don't parallel park ever.
Okay.
Okay. My next one is also car related. This is something I discovered recently about Amy.
Of course.
Amy has a stationary store in her car.
Yes, I do.
Like, what? I was sitting in the back of her car because we were filming a video and I was like, what is all of, like, I was literally, it was like cards, pens, paper, books. Like, there was literally many random things in the back pockets of Amy's car. I'm like, what is she saving all this for?
I don't know.
It's literally all like stationary
and I'll
related.
I'll clean my whole car and I'll never take it out.
The stationery store?
I don't know why.
Okay, I didn't know that one.
Amy's like, I never know when I might need to write an emergency card.
I have literally mean just random stuff. I guess I just don't know what to do with it, so I just, it lives there. Mm. And
okay.
I don't see.
Bring it inside.
Listen, if I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, because it's all in the back seat.
Yeah.
So.
I keep my, no, I still have all these random books in the front ones, too.
It's always like books
Why?
And stuff.
I don't know.
When like, you're not really driving.
Random
or
journals or like.
See, it's not like a lot of people have like trash or something in the car. It's not trash.
No, I
it's
don't
just,
do trash.
It's literally like
I literally
paper
don't
goods.
That
and
is
I
so
have a bunch
weird.
Of earrings in my center console.
See, that makes sense. And you might need an earring stuff. Change.
But yeah, journals.
Okay.
Old. I don't know why.
I used to keep chapstick in my car and then I realized that it melts. Oh yeah, guys! I saw on the Weather Channel app that it's supposed to be possible torrential downpours today.
Oh gosh!
Ooh.
Okay, okay. I would say does makeup in under 10 minutes only,
like a full
not
face.
Can do.
I did
only does makeup
this
in under 10 minutes.
Under 10 minutes for
I don't
sure.
Get
I
it.
Don't
understand.
I
how
do
you
every
do that.
Step. I don't know, and it always looks like not bad.
How many eyeshadow colors do you put on?
Like 2, maybe 3. But I go really fast, doesn't he? Done.
Wait, really?
Done. Yeah. Yes.
I'm like,
done. Done.
That's crazy.
That's literally the amount of time I spend blending. Okay. I put it on. Put it on. Blush.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
Do you wear foundation?
Yeah.
Wow.
But like the really sheer one that I just like rub in really fast.
Like with your hands?
With a brush.
Oh.
Yes, Lauren, yes. You know exactly why.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I use like the Elf Halo Glow thing or whatever it's called.
Mm.
That thing.
Primer? Is it primer?
No, it's like a foundation tint thing.
No, it's
BB
like
cream
luminizing.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I like it.
Luminizing.
Interesting, look cute.
Okay. So my last
and a little more tan.
My last one for Amy. Well, is this beige?
Kidding. Or is it
is obsessed with murder.
No, you know what?
Well, more like crime.
But it's not real life crime, guys. It's fake crime. What? Unless it's Dateline.
Obsessed with fake murder.
Yes. Dateline I got into this year, though.
That could be yellow
flag. But then I had to get out of Dateline because I realized that it just reinforced my belief that men are scary. So I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa sent me literally an Instagram post of someone saying that people that love true crime need like therapy. I was like, thanks, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
They're like, if you have to watch 3 episodes of SVU to relax, you are playing out trauma, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so right. Listen, what is better than watching them save the day and right the wrongs?
It traumatizes me to watch it.
I love it.
Can't watch it.
I love watching the justice.
It's so scary. Okay.
And the story, it's like one of the only things that will get me out of my actual head.
So oh my gosh, I can't. Okay.
Next, I'm stealing this one from Amy's mouth alone, which she said this a while back and I remembered it. She eats the same meal every day for years.
Yes, yes,
which
yes.
I actually do that too sometimes, so it's not.
No, I've had the goat cheese, wild. 2 eggs, and toast every day for probably like 4 years.
Whoa. That is very specific.
That is crazy. Like, I don't really, like, I love it. I'm passionate and you about it the same still.
Dinner too. How do you not?
And the same lunch, yeah.
Get tired. Wow, yeah.
Well, I have like 3 different dinners or 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But breakfast the same every and single lunch. Day for 4 years.
And lunch.
That's wild.
Lunch is the same, but it's different now.
I cannot believe it.
What and I still wake up craving it. I don't buy anything else.
If you have something different, then you're like...
No, I will eat... Listen, if I...
She's at a restaurant.
If I am out, I will eat anything.
Okay.
But for my own person... Honestly, because here's the reason. Grocery shopping scares the living daylights out of me. So I have my whole thing just memorized and I buy the same exact thing every single week.
Yeah.
So I don't have to think about it.
You know, that is a principle from one of my favorite podcasters / authors, The Lazy Genius. She says, decide once.
I decided once and
never again.
Well, you can change it up if you need to later, but she's saying just like, she's like, do spaghetti every Monday or tacos every Tuesday. And it just simplifies your life.
I used to make really good breakfast scrambles. I might bring it back. I love those.
Mm.
They're really good.
Last one, Lauren?
Mine is that you reread the same books every year.
I posted that on my story. Because I was like,
every summer, she rereads the same books.
Same teen novels every year.
How many?
Like 4 or 5. I read, like multiple Sarah Destin books.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Oh my gosh, love it.
For how many years in a row?
Probably like 3 running.
Wow.
But that's not counting all the times I read them before then.
It's an experience.
Like, how do you reread? You already know.
It's like watching the same movie over and over again.
That's true.
I'm a, what they call a comfort book / comfort movie person. That's what it is. And that's why I love Hallmark, because it's basically the same movie over and over again.
Yeah. Certainty.
Yes. I love certainty. And I still think it's so fun. I don't know why. Because I don't have to think about anything. Nothing's going to jump out at me. Nothing's going
to
scare me.
To me, I'm like, oh, so boring. Like, give me a thrill.
No, I don't need a thrill. My whole life is a thrill. Leaving my house every day is a thrill.
I get it.
Waking up is a thrill.
I totally get it.
Like, everything is a thrill to me. So I need less thrills. Like, the feeling of reading something I don't know what's going to happen is incredible. Incredibly foreign. Incredibly foreign.
I love it.
I have no clue what to do with that. I'm like, there's a story that I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We could add to that, like, looks up how.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Reads the plot and the ending of every single movie ever.
Guys, no. The other day I mentioned a movie. I was like, oh, it's giving, like, Tron. I'd never seen Tron. I just knew that it was giving Tron.
She's read it.
I knew it was giving Tron.
Wow. That's a different experience, reading the plot of
because
a movie.
Because, once again, I can't deal with another thrill.
Okay.
It's mental illness.
Can't deal with another thrill. There's another one.
I wonder if that might be an OCD thing. I don't know. It's just like, I need to
I could deal with a thrill.
It's like certainty. So whatever that is, I need thrill, certainty.
But Oh, that sounded close.
Okay, let's go to Lauren's beige flags.
This was so hard. I could not think of anything.
Okay, it was kind of hard. But one of them I learned yesterday. Hopefully no one else wrote this down.
What?
Okay.
No.
Doesn't use a top sheet.
Oh. Okay, this is the thing. I start with the top sheet.
Me too.
Okay, like I wash my sheets. There's a top sheet. I make my bed. And then over time, it just runs away from me.
Oh my.
And then I just don't bring it back.
Oh,
I don't. Next time I wash my sheets, it will come back. But it just runs away.
Do you not wash your comforter though?
Sometimes.
I just can't.
Yeah, I feel like that just means you have to wash your comforter more.
Or you just. Yeah.
Because your comforter is like your sheet.
That is a lot.
Christina's like, yeah.
But I guess I run warm, so maybe it's different. And I'm in postpartum.
I'm always kinda, have like freezing air.
Okay. Maybe it's slightly. Okay.
It's not different. It's okay.
Okay, yeah. Beige flag.
Here's my beige flag for Lauren. This is the only one that I truly thought of. The other two I got from Ariel. She keeps her Christmas tree up for months.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, what is it like?
But isn't that
my goal is always to get it down before Easter.
Yes.
I'm like, I gotta do it by Easter
this year.
Yes. I did. I
technically,
did.
It's all of us.
Is it like a long process to get it down?
Well,
you have to unscrew it and
put it
away.
It's not even that. It's that putting it away is hard
in
because
the closet.
We have to put it in this closet, and it's like kind
of
hard
to
get
to the back of the closet.
So it's like the mental block
is clearing out the closet
of taking it off and. We put trash rags over it. It's like not an easy process.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long. It takes like 15 minutes to put it away.
It's not that hard.
But it's grueling mentally.
Just one of those things.
No, I remember one year you were like sick or something. You're like, listen, I need you to take down the tree. Easter is like this week. Okay. I'll take it down for you.
That's so funny.
Okay.
I love it.
What do you have?
Mine is loves snakes. I personally don't think it's like bad. It's just like funny because you don't like dogs.
I think that's a beige flag.
You don't like dogs, but you like snakes.
That's a red flag to some.
Yeah, that is a no-go for multiple.
Someone say a red flag.
That's a non-starter. But I say to those people, that's a red flag to me that you think that.
I'd agree.
Lauren says it's a red flag if you love dogs.
Lauren's like, you're a beige flag.
No, if you think that I'm a red flag because I don't like dogs.
Would you say that's a red flag of a man if he's obsessed with dogs
for
you?
No. I'm like, good for you.
It's not a red flag. Maybe it's just a delightful opposite.
I
want to
have a dog that lives in my bed.
I think that it's sweet when a guy likes animals.
Yes.
But there's a line.
There is a line.
Or they're like, you need to love my dog as much as I do. And I'm like,
well, there's literally a movie, Must Love Dogs. Remember that movie? Mm.
I don't remember that
one.
I don't remember it.
I bet it ain't me, hon. Keep looking.
That's
true. Okay. Is it me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So my next one, I don't know. It's really random. Really, really likes fruit flavored desserts to the point where she chews them over like chocolate things or like ice cream kind of things. We'll choose like a fruit thing oftentimes.
What's wrong with that? I agree.
I don't.
I'm like,
do you
why
not like
would you
chocolate?
Choose that?
I do, but I would like, okay, like
it's
I would
shocking.
Choose like Starburst chews. Over like chocolate ice cream,
or
chocolate bar,
you're like
or whatever
a candy
the heck.
Person.
The many times in my mind that I see Lauren eating some kind of like sorbet or like frozen fruit thing, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
When she could have had something like we're all having like ice cream kind of thing, and she's
she
having this
froyo.
Fruit thing. I'm like,
so good.
What?
I feel that.
It's
you
just so much
you
better.
Never see that. Tell me.
No, that's true.
You never see that.
Especially with women, I feel like everyone's like, oh, I love chocolate
yes.
that much.
Or like the creaminess or whatever, like dairy, whatever. Yours, oftentimes, it's like this fruit thing
yes.
that you really want. This tart. Is it tart?
Yes, it is
That's
tart.
What she wants.
You're like a candy person, too. You're not
it's
like a
just
dessert
sour,
person.
When you see a room of, like, it'd be like us sisters and we're all holding
they
some
got,
kind
like,
of.
Like mocha cookie crumble.
Yeah. And then she's got, what do you get? Lemon
like,
or strawberry?
Like pink lemonade. Well, last night I got pink lemonade and pineapple froyo swirled with sprinkles.
What's happening?
Yeah. And if
Who
they had fruit,
that?
I would have gotten it, but they didn't.
Who
that good?
Gets that?
It was so good.
I
you
love
never
that.
See that.
That actually sounds really good.
I don't know. I don't have any other friend or anything
pink
who
lemonade?
Does that.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
I want that.
See, I will say when we used to get froyo frequently, I would get the chocolate stuff halftime and well, actually no more like three quarter but then a quarter of time I would be craving strawberry with like the marshmallow cream and fruit and sprinkles like the fruity side so I get it to a certain
it's extent. Like if I go to the store even to get a pint I would get sorbet
see that's not
Ooh,
right
okay
I would get cookies and cream
that is wild
so
that's
crazy.
Pretty unique
that is unique New York for sure
it just shocks me every time
okay I did not think of this one. This is from Ariel. I don't know why. I was just like, I can't think of anything for Lauren. Ariel said, you nap from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
I was going to write something about naps, and I didn't
That's
have the specifics.
That's my worst problem, actually. That I, well, it's like, really, it's not from 5
Wait,
to 8.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I will take naps at 5 and 6 p.m., guys.
Then what time
it's
do you fall asleep?
So bad.
As a mother of a toddler / babies... That ain't the time to nap.
I know, because that then I can't the fall asleep.
Yeah, why?
It's like I'm just exhausted after the day, and I'm just laying in bed watching TV, and then I'm just like...
Oh,
Like, yeah. I can't.
But I will say, when you're tired enough, you can sleep anytime, you know?
No, but I will get into a rhythm of doing that for like a week.
You're like a toddler that needs a nap a day, but you do like a really late.
Because she is a working woman.
But okay, I will say, generally that happens if I am not really sleeping well at night. And then it feeds into it because
then it makes a loop.
I stay up later.
Do you need like an earlier schedule?
Well, I just have to force myself to stop. Like, don't take a nap at that time. Just, like, get up and, like, go do something. Then I won't fall asleep. And then, like, get out of the cycle.
You need to follow what we parents call wake windows. Yeah. Meaning, like, your wake window is you need to be awake for this long.
Well, I used to give myself a rule that I can't nap past 5 p.m. Like, I can't be starting the nap at 5. I have to be awake from it by 5, but then I don't always follow that.
Yeah,
when I nap at 7 o'clock, that is the real.
That's going to bed.
That's going too early because then I wake up in an hour. Like I wasn't really going to bed. I didn't set an alarm. I just wake up.
Oh my gosh, just get ready for bed and go to bed.
But I won't sleep at 7. I don't know, guys.
That ain't right,
guys. Yeah. Is it weird that I run off of 6-7 hours of sleep? I don't really get more than that ever.
To me, I mean, as long as you feel good, I don't think it really matters.
Is that bad? Normal. Do we know?
I think everyone's just different.
You should look it up. I don't know.
Because I don't
say 7 hours is like the
adult and I don't sleep. Maybe because I'm so small, my body doesn't need a lot of
I know. That ain't right for me.
Re-energizing.
Makes sense.
I mean, I wouldn't say you have the most energy. Would I?
What?
Would you?
I wouldn't say I'm not energetic.
She has energy.
I feel like you're pretty chill.
I don't really see Amy like.
When I picture you like laying down like.
No, I feel like Amy is running around all day.
Laying down on the floor. Yeah.
Like going a million
places. She's
often
laying down.
If I stop moving, then I'm laying on the floor.
But, yeah, see, that might be a sign.
But she's lounging, but then she's quick to be like, like.
Yeah, it's not like I'm not tired. Like, I'm just lounging. I'm a lounger. I'm not like tired.
To observe.
Okay, next.
Oh, that you love Crocs before they were like socially acceptable.
That's beige flag. Green, I would say green
amazing,
flag.
Like
that is a green flag.
It's just
flag.
A quirk about like, you.
I knew it was cool before it was cool.
It's just a quirk, you know? I just thought it should be mentioned.
Yeah. I like your neutral ones.
The white ones?
I really actually like those.
Wow.
I like the blue ones with the
You
snakes.
Don't like the ones with the gibbets.
Which I love the gibbets.
The blue ones that have like the
They
snake.
Work for you. They do work for you, I have to say.
I just gotta say, Lauren's quirky style, 10 out of 10, always perfect.
They work for you.
Always amazing.
Well.
When she wears the colored eyeshadow, I'm like slaying. She's
It's the younger sister of sisters.
I'm just like, Lauren is living
out.
In her gift. And I really feel I am. I applaud that. I really love it.
Love it.
I love a fashion risk.
Me too.
Is that
on
all
other
them?
People.
Or is there one more?
Me
too. No, there's one more. There's one more.
Okay. Okay, last
I'm
round.
Really loving this, guys.
Okay, my last one is takes an entire hour to eat one sandwich or ice cream cone, whatever the heck it is. And I'm not exaggerating.
No, she can make it last
or
for a very long
time. Pick up a
she
piece
takes
of
a nibble,
pasta and nibble. She nibbles.
She puts it down. Choose for a while.
Little
I don't
nibble.
Even know how she does it.
I don't know.
I tried
guys.
To match. Okay, when I was pregnant the first time, or I guess technically the second time, with Barrett, I was getting really bad heartburn. So I was like, I need to eat a lot slower. It would help me a lot. So I would try to time my meals with Lauren.
I did this too.
It was so hard. Oh my gosh. She just takes these little.
And that's an anomaly for growing up in a big family. Because I feel like every other person I know who grew up in a big family is a very fast eater.
Well, you know what I do sometimes is I do like a template for eating whatever the thing is like with candy. Like I won't just like, okay, like I was eating Good and Plenty. Okay?
Oh, I love Good and
Those
Plenty.
I would never eat more than one at one time. Plenty. Okay. I'm not putting a handful in my mouth. There's one and I eat it like, okay, I'm like bite off the skin. And then,
who are
like,
you, Kourtney Kardashian?
And then I'll chew this on this side of my mouth.
You are literally Kourtney Kardashian.
Like, some foods, I, like, have, like, a strategy. And, like, candy corn, I eat one color, just one, and then I eat the next color.
Okay, that's the part.
The last color.
That's the part that shocks me the most is how do you take a bite of a crumb and you enjoy
it. I don't know. I do not know.
No, but that's
what I'm like.
Even just eating one candy corn, which you would never do. Eating one, I'm like, I can't just eat one.
It's almost like Lauren's savoring it more that than the rest of us. That is a gross
strat, yeah, though.
How do you just inhale that?
It's like, I'm making the experience. It's like creative.
Yeah. I want to try that, but it feels like I'm not eating if I do that.
I kind of feel that. Yeah. That's hard, a pro strat, though, for candy corn because it's so easy to cross the line.
Oh, my gosh. It gets and you so sick. Gets that, me every time.
If you do one color at a time, you're gonna get less sick.
It gets me every time.
Yeah, candy is not my preferred.
I eat candy corn like 3 months
candy
straight
in general,
every year.
I get kind of this woozy feeling after
well,
eating it.
Well, I think that's why I eat it in such small bites. Yeah, I love it so much. If I eat it too aggressively,
it's just too,
it hurts.
It's too much of a sugar rush for me. I don't like it. Mine is also food related, and this is also from Ariel, which I think you said this recently. Eats queso for a meal.
Yeah.
Multiple times a week?
Yes.
Oh my.
Yeah, why
gosh.
Would you not?
Hey, you know what? I love queso, but it's not a meal, in my opinion.
Well, I don't actually think it's a meal, but I it is eat it as a meal.
It could
but
be.
I'm like, you gotta get like a taco or something with
it's got like supposedly protein
Wait,
from the cheese.
I've never done this.
Love
you
queso.
Put refried beans and chicken and cheese or queso together.
That
and you dip
sounds
the
really
chips
good.
Into
sounds
it.
Amazing.
That was one of my ingredient household meals I used to make all the time.
Yeah.
That was a delicacy.
Yeah, but we never had queso growing
no,
up.
No, I put
but like cheese.
We always had Mexican cheese,
refried
a bag.
Beans.
We always had refried beans.
And leftover
cans,
chicken.
And we always had chicken.
I gotta say,
that's
guys,
pretty
growing
ingenious.
Up in California, did you ever hear of queso until we moved here?
No.
I never heard of it.
Never heard it.
Can't never remember. Heard anyone
no one
never
ever said
saw
queso.
It. No, yeah. Maybe like maybe there was some of the cheese dip, but that was not queso.
No, when we
it's
got here,
orange.
Everyone was saying queso.
And then we got here and I'm like, queso is literally the best thing ever. How did I not have this before?
That's true. I literally
swear we did.
I never heard one person tell me, let's order queso.
Like, wait, yeah, that
and
is
and at parties
true.
And stuff, it was like, there's guacamole and there's salsa.
Yes, you're
that's
right.
It. Or there's seven layer bean dip. That's also popular.
Oh,
I feel
yes.
like I thought of it as,
I love seven
oh,
layers.
There was just nachos. And you'd be like,
oh yeah, okay,
yeah. nachos.
Nacho cheese, that
oh,
orange
yeah,
that, stuff.
Yeah.
That's not Ooh. Queso.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you would get nachos or nacho cheese dip,
queso,
I
just made homemade recently, and I think it's generally like Monterey Jack. It's a very specific
I love
type
queso.
Of cheese, and it usually has like green chilies in it. Like there's a
oh,
way
so
you make
good.
It.
I love it.
I love it so much. I love queso. So it's good. One of the best foods ever. I don't blame
yes.
you for eating it. I'm just saying, yeah.
I don't care if you blame me.
Yeah,
I'm living it up over here.
That
you should try my thing.
I yes. will. Chicken but the thing beans. Though, the reason why I eat as a meal is because I don't
fast.
Have to do anything.
It's fast,
I don't even
yeah,
heat it up.
True.
I just chips. This
oh,
go up to my room.
Gosh. Can't you just like make mine and then just have it for throughout the week?
Yeah, but then I had to make it.
Oh.
Yeah,
but
you
I
don't
could
want
try
to put
that.
All that stuff together.
People.
I feel like that wouldn't.
No,
it's so
I would.
Fast.
I would, but it just wouldn't replace the quickness of just grab.
I
agree.
I get it.
Okay.
To me, that's the same thing as like having like cereal for a snack.
Yeah,
because that's
exactly.
like a nice like heart like
that's
hearty
true.
With the
that's
milk.
True. Yeah. Okay, Amy.
Well, Catherine. Well, Ariel. I kick Catherine. Kind of stole mine. It's an offshoot of mine, which is bread and cheese is her like primary food group.
That's
Lauren
true.
Is Brazilian.
Like,
very
I love it. I think it's
I
great.
You.
It's just
I
like not
think
the
it's
norm.
Great, actually.
Cheese bread.
I love cheese and bread. So good.
But I will say I enjoy food. Like, I really enjoy what I eat. You know?
Yes.
Lauren's always eating something really nice, like some brie or
yes.
something really like
cool. It always is like fancy.
Something super cool.
It's like, it's not just like Lauren's eating some boring meal. She's eating
no.
like a really nice
She's not
meal,
eating,
like some
yeah.
good pasta that she made.
Wait,
or like,
that just yes. made me think of a new five perspective. So I'm going to switch the one we have for next week. So let's go to our five perspectives, and it's going to be another offshoot of this.
Okay,
what she just
I love
said.
It.
So that was our beige flags. That was great.
That was wild.
If you didn't see last week, we did our icks. Our biggest ick, so that was really good. So you should watch that one.
That
just,
was a lot.
Just FYI. But now let's go to five perspectives. So we each give our perspective on a question, whatever. So that just made me think. What would you say is your main food group?
Well, we know mine.
Yours is bread and cheese.
Yes.
Is your main food
same
group.
Thing.
Yes.
And what ways do you eat the bread and cheese?
Every way.
Well.
Yeah, what are the ways?
It's like, I don't know if it's bread. It's like some type of carb. So it's like
cracker?
Tortilla chips with cheese, cracker and cheese. Literally like bread on with cheese, like toaster
Whoa.
Oven,
yeah.
a sandwich.
like, I don't know if pasta's in that category, but like, quesadillas, literally. Mm. I just love cheese, and there's generally some kind of like, whatever you call that other thing.
Mm. Interesting. I'm really trying to think, what is my main food group?
I don't really.
Well, you
to
don't make
question.
The same recipe twice, so.
Unfortunately, at this time in my life, I eat sugar every single meal and snack. So I would say it's sugar. Like, sometimes my breakfast is, like, very sugary, and then I have, like, a very sugary coffee. But then I'll have savory for lunch. But then I'll have something sugary after. Then I'll have a sugary snack. Then I might have another sugary snack. Then I'll have dinner and something sugary after. So it's a very – that's because I'm, like, kind of tired lately, and it's, like, still – I'm still getting out of the postpartum slump. So it's, like, when you're not fully back, you just, like, really want a lot of sugar to, like, get you going. So it's just – I'm constantly, like, sugar. So you're constantly, like, bread, cheese. I'm constantly, like, sugar. Sugar, sugar. I guess the thing that I'm thinking about the most is like, sugar. Because yeah, it gives me like cheese. That. It gives me that.
The pick me up?
The pick me up real quick.
I don't know. I don't.
What do you have for breakfast?
No cheese and avocado on toast with an egg.
Yeah, with two eggs.
Two eggs.
You don't have a main food group, do you?
I was going to say, I think Amy and I are similar in that we're very varied.
Yeah.
Like, my worst nightmare is ordering something that only comes with one thing.
Catherine, yes.
Like lasagna by itself. No, I need a side salad. I need some soup.
Variety.
I need a piece of bread. I need something to go with
it. Yes, every one of my meals, I need to have multiple things.
And like, my dream meal is a bento box.
Yes.
You get like six different
things. You're so right, Catherine.
It doesn't have to be a lot of everything.
Even
just a
sushi
little
makes
bit
me sad just with
things.
One
Do
thing
not
of sushi.
Repeat any foods for the whole day.
Okay, let's see. Breakfast is that. Lunch is like.
Is there no repeats?
No, lunch is like some vegetables, some chicken tenders, and some cheese and pretzels. And then dinner is like either, what is that one thing? The white cheese or white bean chicken chili or a whatever they're called.
What
the rice
heck?
And the,
wait, you have like no sugar in your day?
Oh, I have ice cream.
We have one day, one moment
ice
of
cream
sugar.
And coffee.
Wow, I'm really.
That's literally, we're so similar. That's
I'm
literally
living a
me.
Different life.
Okay, I will say, maybe, wait, Amy, maybe this is me and you. Cheese, maybe that's the thread.
Oh, wait, no, I will have sugar if there's like random things on the counter. Like there's been peanut butter cups.
Wow.
Or I'll buy like a candy thing and I'll eat it throughout the week.
Yeah, I have.
I try to have one sugar thing that I eat the whole week.
Okay. I have Parmesan and or feta or Mexican cheese every day. So I guess cheese is a common thread.
I like to have a sugary drink every day.
I have my coffee every morning.
Honestly, cheese is my primary food group. I have it with every meal.
Okay. This is less than I was thinking. Okay, interesting. So let's go to Sister Spotlight. Where each sister gets a spotlight on with her a different week. We have Get Real with Christina, Sappy Your Sassy Thoughts with Kath, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Current Crisis, or Lauren's Take. And this week, the sister is ding, me. Okay. It's an interesting time for this to be my thing because I'm so, not necessarily tired, just like not functioning really quickly. So I don't know how to explain that. I'm very like, not very fast right now. So my topic is why we need to create space to be alone with our thoughts regularly.
Ooh.
The way that my mind wants me to live is ignoring myself all the time. Now, as currently and many other times in my life come to my attention, that this doesn't really work because it exhausts you. So let me explain that. Here's why. Here's why you need to create time to be alone with your thoughts. And how do we avoid that? Our phones, anything we do to distract us, tons of different things you do that you just like, oh, I gotta do this thing to like change my mood. But then you gotta ask yourself, why do I need to change my mood? And there, if you go in that rabbit hole, you'll find what you're hiding from, which we don't want to do. But here's why you should do it. So we always want to distract ourselves and hide from these things because they're painful, right? And we think that if we hide from them and distract ourselves, then we can just ignore them and they won't exist anymore. Unfortunately, it's not how it works. It's just like a closet where you shove, okay, Kat's talking about clutter. You shove everything
the
in the closet.
The magic of decluttering.
And you go, look at my closet. It looks so great from the outside, right? But then if you open it, you're like, oh, dang it. It's like a third of the way filled up. Then you shove more stuff. It's two thirds. Then you get to that top part. And it just can't hold it anymore. And eventually the
door flings off.
it will.
And you snap.
Basically explode. And everything will come out. And you don't know what that's going to look like for you. It can look like a light mental breakdown or a more severe one. It could look like a drastic hair choice. That's a common. Bangs could look like bangs. It could look like a fit of rage.
It could. It
could look like a series of unfortunate choices made by you. It could look like many things, but it will happen and it will get you. There is only so much space in the closet of your mind.
There is.
The trick is that we forget because the door is closed.
Ooh. Yes.
I'm really good at closing that door and being like, looks great.
You're like, the room looks great.
I'm really good at doing it. But what I learned is when I open that door and I look at all the clutter and I work on it, I have so much more energy. Here's one of the biggest reasons for me why I have to do it and why you honestly have to do it. You don't have to, but why your brain is like, you have to do this.
Begging you to.
It is exhausting, but it's like subconsciously exhausting. Okay, so that's the trick. You wake up dead. You drag through the day. You just feel really tired, but you're like, why am I so tired when my lifestyle isn't actually reflecting this tiredness? It doesn't make sense. It does. It's because it takes a lot of energy for your mind to constantly push down the things you think about. So there's things that are bugging you and your brain's trying to bring it to your attention, and things will remind you of that like all day. But the better you get at shoving things into the closet and closing the door, all your clutter, the easier it is to ignore it. But not the less energy it takes. That's the key. I'm really good at ignoring it. I can be like, I feel pretty good. But then if I look at how I feel when I wake up and the energy level, I'll be like, emotionally, I feel pretty good. But why am I so tired? Because all day long, it's constantly, the thoughts are popping up, pop, pop, pop. And you're like, shove, shove down, shove, shove. It's like that. What is that? Like whack-a-mole. You're like, shove, 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 shove. And life, the way the life goes, there's only more that happen over time. Just more. And then more. And then more. And like your closet, none of that clutter is disappearing over time.
It's just compounding.
We don't see it, so we think it's not there, but it's still there. So my plea to you is to start unpacking that clutter.
Be like Catherine.
You don't have to start with the biggest thing, and you don't have to do it all in one day, like Kath said. You don't have to do it all at once. But just go in there and, you know, take that old notebook. Take it out of there. Take that old shirt. Take it out. Take one thing at a time. You can wait for that huge filing cabinet that you know is going to take more time and energy. You can wait on that. But your mind, it's begging you to look through those things that you're desperately shoving down all the time and using this, that, and the other thing to medicate with. It's waiting for you. Look through, take a little look, and just do something light, and then do something relaxing and rejuvenating for yourself after. That's what I'd suggest. So plan an evening, do some journaling, and then go for a walk and take a bath and go to bed early. Perfect. Perfect evening. If you do this enough times, I have real experience of doing this, okay? If you do this enough times, you'll start to notice you feel so much like lighter and you can handle so much more, and you're not desperately trying to reach for whatever it is that like changes your mood and distracts you all the time. And you're going to wake up and you'll be like, whoa, I have energy. This is so weird. That's going to happen. So that's it.
I love it.
That's it.
And that was great.
Hopefully you will try. A good place to do this in therapy, just saying.
It is.
But there's some things we can do on our own. The lighter topics.
So true.
Well, that's all we got for you guys. Good luck with everything. Let's declutter those minds. See you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.